question was asked, the concept of freeing a slave at the end of 7 years and in the Jubilee year, the Yovel year, at the end of 50 years, how does that all fit in and with Shemitah? So I'm going to give the short answer, okay? In Talmud, actually, this is discussed a little bit at more length with more details and more opinions. We'll go with one opinion, okay? There are two types of Hebrew slave. When you purchase a slave, you could buy a person who says, I need money, I can't feed my family, I'm selling myself to you. That's one type of Hebrew slave. And then there's a Hebrew slave who he stole. And he was caught, and now he has to pay. And he can't pay. Madoff can't pay off his debt, right? There are many times thieves that can't pay off their debt. So then the court, instead of putting him in jail, will sometimes sell him as a slave so that he makes the money to pay off his debt. So those are the two types of slaves. There's one that's sold by the court, and the other one sells himself. The one that's sold by the court is the one the Torah speaks about when it limits the sale to 7 years. That is not has nothing to do with Shemitah. The sale of the court can be up to 7 years. Ki macher lecha, when he will be sold to you, meaning he's not selling himself, he is being sold. Achicha ivri o ivriya, your brother, the Hebrew, or your sister, the Hebrew, v'abadecha sheshanim, he'll serve you for 6 years. When he's sold to you, when he sells himself, there's no limitation, he could sell himself longer. So that's number one. Number two, if before those 7 years are up, the year of Yovel comes in, so the Torah says, Yovel frees a servant. What happens if after he's sold to you, he says, I like my girlfriend here. When I was married at home, I had one wife. Now I'm your slave. Every night you give me a different servant to sleep with. Why do I want to go back home? Life is fun over here. You're taking care of my wife. You're taking care of my kids. I get all my bills paid. My wife and kids get good food. I get taken care of. I don't want to leave. I'm happy here. Torah says that's not the life God wanted you to lead. You're not supposed to be a slave. You're supposed to be a free man making decisions and serving your Creator. You don't want to be a free man. You want to absolve yourself of responsibility. He gets his ear pierced, right? He gets his ear pierced, and then he can stay until Yovel. He doesn't get any new pay. But the master takes care of his family. It just gives us perspective of what slavery in Judaism is. Where you have the concept of a slave that says, don't set me free. He used to be free. I mean, people hear the word slave and they think it's so evil. You see, the Torah discusses the slave that says, I don't want to leave. It's a social system that the Torah is giving us with slavery. Where a person who sees he can't function and take responsibility for his family is given an out. Instead of falling as a burden to society, he has a system he can check into. That slave is another one that would go out by Yovel. Okay?
So he has to, when Yovel comes, he has to.
Correct.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't get the piercing.
It's all done, yeah. He could stay till Yovel and that's it. But on Yovel, he gets his land back. It's a reset button. The Yovel allows people to start again. And the Yovel could come in 2 years, and 5 years, and 10 years, and 20 years. Meaning, the 50-year cycle doesn't go by when he was sold. It's a 50-year cycle that we count ever since we entered the land of Israel. It's based on the calendar. It's not based on his sale. Okay.